Listening Library presents Blizzard of Glass, The Halifax Explosion of 1917 by Sally M. Walker. Read for you by Paul Michael. Note to the reader. The treasuries of Canada and the United States call their paper currency by the same name, dollars. However, a Canadian dollar is not usually the exact cash equivalent of a U.S. dollar. In this book, all dollar amounts are given in Canadian dollars unless specified as U.S. dollars. In either case, the currency amounts are as they appear in the documents of the time and are not converted into modern-day equivalents. As the cities in this story grew, some streets were renamed. In Halifax today, Barrington Street runs along the waterfront for most of the north-south length of the city. But until the beginning of 1917, the portion of Barrington Street that ran through the Richmond neighborhood, where much of this story occurs, was named Campbell Road. For long-time residents, getting used to the name change wasn't easy. Out of habit, many of the survivors, when talking about their experiences during the explosion and its aftermath, referred to the street by its old name. And, of course, it was listed as Campbell Road on old maps. To avoid confusion, I have used Barrington Street, its official name, by December 1917. In 1917, the Mi'kmaq settlement, now spelled M-I-K-M-A-Q, in the language of the First Nations, but often spelled M-I-C-M-A-C in historical documents, was located across the harbor from Halifax in an area of Dartmouth called Turtle Grove, which is located just south of an area called